I know Grandma's gonna die soon, and I'm gonna miss her so much. But I know she'll be with Jesus.
That's one of the best promises we have from God. You'll see your grandma again one day. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. It really hurts when someone you love dies. I wish that you would never have to go through that, but it will happen eventually. But if you and the person you love are both Christians, well, you don't have to be afraid. See, Jesus conquered death when he came back to life after the cross. He showed he's more powerful than death, and now everyone who follows him has eternal life. And that's exactly what our story is all about today. It's called Grandma and the Butterfly. Grandma, do you really think a pretty butterfly will ever come out of this thing? Asked Grant, bringing a large jar to the sofa where his grandmother was resting. He had caught a caterpillar, and it spun itself into a chrysalis. We've been watching it for so long. Grandma turned her head away and coughed, then smiled as she looked at the greenish sack hanging from a stick in the jar. Oh, yes, just wait. She patted the seat beside her. Sit down a minute, Grant, and let's talk. Grant sat down next to her. Grant, that chrysalis reminds me of myself, said Grandma. It's going to change soon, and I am too. The doctor says I won't be here much longer. I'm going to die. A big lump formed in Grant's throat, and tears sprang to his eyes. But I'll be so sad if you die, Grandma. Grandma patted his hand. I know, and that's okay. It's normal to be sad when a loved one dies. But I want you to remember that I'm going to heaven. My body will be buried in the ground, but I'll be with Jesus because I trust him as my Savior. And someday, when he comes back to make the whole world new again, I'll get a new body that won't ever get sick or die. You keep watching the chrysalis, and when you see the beautiful butterfly that comes out of it, think about the wonderful new body your grandma is going to get. Will you do that for me? Grant nodded, and Grandma gave him a gentle hug. One night, while Grant was asleep, it happened. Grandma died. When Grant saw her lying so still in her casket, he remembered what she had told him, and he knew he was only seeing her body and that Grandma was with Jesus. Thinking about that helped, but he still felt very sad. The morning after Grandma's funeral, Grant noticed something that made him excited. Mom, Dad, he called. Look at my butterfly. Sure enough, a beautiful butterfly had emerged from the chrysalis. As they admired the beautiful creature together, Grant decided to let it out of the jar and go free. Just like Grandma, he said as he watched the butterfly stretch its wings and fly away. Someday, she'll have a new body too. So how about you? Do you know that if you trust Jesus, you don't need to fear death? When your body dies, your soul will go to be with Jesus in heaven. And when he comes again, you'll receive a new body that will never die. When faced with grief or death, you can find comfort in God's promise that all who trust in Jesus will be raised from the dead one day and live with him forever. Our key verse is 1 John 3:2.
We know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
And our key thought today, Christians live forever. You know what? I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or today's story, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we receive from kids like you. And who knows, your question might be in the next issue. So, send your questions my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.